Hey guys and gals, gas up the SUV. We're going on a road trip this week on 870 The Flyway to Omarva Discovery Center at Pocomoke City, Maryland, on the Eastern Shore of Maryland for legendary names like Nathan Cobb, the Ward Brothers, and more at the Delmarva Heritage Festival, March 25 and 26. Stay tuned. We're going to hear all about it. This is 870 The Flyway, not your ordinary duck and goose hunting podcast. Welcome.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
We're talking duck hunting on 870 The Flyway.
We're in the blind now, loading our guns and scanning the sky for the first flock of ducks to appear.
When I was a 27-year-old, I didn't even own a pair of hip boots.
All waiter.
There's a flock now. Looks like about 25 balance.
What kind of gun did you use?
Freaking 12-gauge, what do you think?
You're listening to 870 The Flyway, your duck and goose hunting podcast.
Canvasback Duck Club.
Canvasback? When I was a fighter, that's what they called me. I was on the canvas so much, I used to stand like that. Not for long.
You got everything wrong.
I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
Ordinarily, we're going to open up on ducks that are all of a half mile away.
Do you have any idea when the last time somebody won the world with a wooden duck hole?
We're hovering over the decoys. Okay, let him have it.
Did you shoot any?
Yes, like 50 of them.
Three ducks hit the water with a resounding splash.
I don't know who did it, but I know one thing they're saying.
On 870, The Flyway.
The 5th Annual Delmarva Heritage Festival, a celebration of the duck decoy as art, craft, and a uniquely American icon, and the hunting traditions of Delmarva Peninsula will be celebrated on March 25 and 26 at the Delmarva Discovery Museum, Pocomoke City, Maryland, and we have three of the movers and shakers of this year's event here to talk about it. Christy Gordon, the executive director of the Delmarva Discovery Museum, which is the epicenter of the entire festival. Herb Watson and Susan Buckle-Pusey from the board of directors of the museum. Christy Gordon, we're going to have you go ahead and begin the conversation and tell us about where, when, and why of the event, and we'll go from there and have Herb and Susan speak on aspects of the event right after that. Welcome to the show.
Okay, this is our 5th year that we've had our Delmarva Decoy Heritage Festival. It's at Delmarva Discovery Museum, which is a museum located in Pocomoke, Maryland, on the Eastern Shore. And each year we're trying to get a little bit bigger and bigger. It's gotten to be where our reputation is starting to get out. We're really excited about this year. We have about 30 carvers from all over the area, some blue ribbon carvers. And this year we're celebrating father and son and grandfather and grandson generational carvers. We have a couple sets of them coming in here. We're trying to promote duck carving and hunting to the younger generation. We're trying to bring a new generation in and show them, get them interested in what we're doing. So,
wonderful.
The event is March 25th and 26th, and we're really excited about it.
I understand that most everything, if not everything, to see and do is free? The admission's free?
Correct, it is, yeah.
How many folks have you had to attend this in the past events?
My name is Herb Watson, and I'm from Virginia, but now live in Pocomoke, Maryland, which is a place right up while the Pocomoke River runs right through the city of Pocomoke. I'm on the committee just to have some knowledge of the carvers that will be coming, who to offer an invitation to, and we all kind of work as a team and do different things, but I would say that's my primary. Last year we had a little over 700, and we're looking for maybe even more this year.
My name is Susan Pusey, and I'm part of the committee as well. And I think our first year was a little over 300 people, and then it's been getting larger and larger as the community hears about it. And last year it was actually a little over 800 people that came through.
Now the town, the community that that you're located in is how large and where?
Well, this particular community is, it's all over what we call the Delmarva Peninsula, which is all of Delaware, part of Maryland, part of Virginia. Also, the interest in this is far reaching, and people come from various other states, what we call the Western Shore, where we're on the Eastern Shore mm-hmm. by the ocean. But we have several people that come from various states all around.
And it's on Chesapeake Bay?
Chesapeake Bay on one side, Atlantic Ocean on the other. Herb and the gentlemen that are on this committee are the ones that really make it happen. They're the ones that everybody has such regard for all around. They are known themselves for their involvements in this heritage. And it is them talking it up and visiting people and the respect people have for them that makes people come.
Oh, very cool. What a great tribute.
Well, I don't know if I deserve all that, but I'll take it.
Absolutely. What is it about the decoys of that particular area that sets them apart from, say, the north end of Chesapeake Bay or the Potomac area or whatever, for example?
I made some notes, and let me share my viewpoint of it and hopefully interest your viewers.
All right.
We began in 2016. From scratch, and except for the 2 years of COVID, we've had it. And like Susan said, and Christy, it's evolved into much larger from where we started, and we're hoping to even grow it more. And as already has been stated, Delmarva is primarily the largest part. The northern part is Delaware, the middle part is Maryland, and the little peninsula part is Virginia. We started focusing on the carvers that were in Virginia, made up of Accomack and Northampton counties. That is board. We have the Atlantic Ocean towards the east and Chesapeake Bay to the west. All of that area is bordered by barrier islands that protect the shoreline. Mm-hmm. Some have environmentally just disappeared. And that's years ago, but we still have quite a few. I think it was 15 down the coastline. And like I said, it protects the peninsula. And they were those barrier islands were inhabited by hunt clubs, particularly five down on the airport of the Virginia Eastern Shore. And in the 1933 storm, not many of those survived. But while they were in existence, the clientele that those hunting clubs had came down from the northeast by train. And they went out on hunting parties, had hunting guides. And a lot of the decoys, the very collectible decoys, the Ward Brothers, the Cobb Island, Nathan Cobb, and Hog Island, and all those, originated from those islands and those hunt clubs.
Hmm.
Like I said, they're very collectible today. So all the guys that we have 25 to 30 carvers coming. We have 30 tailgaters coming that will be offering waterfowl related items, decoys, oyster cans, anything related to waterfowl, they'll be there.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll have displays of old decoys. We have an Indian Nation display here that will display the origins of the decoy. Mm-hmm. And we have the contemporary carvers today. And like I said, it's 25 or 30 of them. And they're pretty well-known carvers. We also have three museums that will exhibit: Incantig Island Museum, the Skipjack Museum, and the Crisfield Heritage Foundation. All of them, those three, will be giving presentations during the weekend. Hmm. And for the kids, we have a duck calling contest.
All right.
And, so we've got something for everybody. Hopefully, the people will show up, and We want to send our appreciation to you for what you're doing for us, and we're excited about it.
Wonderful.
The main reason that we actually began this event was because of the strong feelings that people in their area had to preserve the rich heritage of decoy and hunting traditions. And that is such a big part of our area. You know, years ago, gentlemen would actually hunt ducks and geese to feed their families during the winter, mm-hmm. or sell them for sell or barter them for other things. Mm-hmm. So it actually has a very basic history to it, and the reason for. And it's such a big part of our area. We did not want that lost to the younger generations, as much of history is being lost. And so that was the reason to actually begin this. And what we have found is that it's just caught hold, and so many of the most renowned carvers and best carvers in this whole Delmarva Peninsula are actually catching on to this and becoming part of us. And it's becoming a rich heritage event that we just want to keep moving. And Absolutely. Also, like Christy said, also one of our main thrusts is to continue for the younger generations, and we're going to actually feature them this year with the grandfathers, grandsons, grandsons, and so forth. And they'll be featured this year. So we're happy to know that it is catching on, and it's becoming more and more popular to learn about this and continue it going than it was.
Tremendous. There you go. That's a great way to approach it. And we'll make sure that's clear in the article or in the story. Hey, I wanted to talk about the oyster sandwiches.
That's a must. That's an absolute must. Have your oyster sandwiches.
45 minutes to an hour just to buy an oyster sandwich that is well known from the cooker, the person that's cooking that on the outside, of course.
Really?
Oyster sandwich people that sell these, they have followers, and they're asking them all the time, where are you going to be? Okay. And people will come and want to know where they are. So yes, we definitely will have the oyster sandwiches, but we also will have other things of interest. We have hamburgers, hot dogs, fries, all that kind of thing for families. Right. And funnel cakes, kettle corn.
Oh, okay, so it's a carnival atmosphere kind of as well. Mm-hmm. The oysters come from right there in the Chesapeake.
Absolutely,
Bay.
We're not going to.
Our oysters, you either get them from the salty seaside or from the bayside, and some people prefer one over the other, but they're both good.
I see. Wow.
It's local oysters. We're definitely not going to cross the line and sell it.
Success story about ecology, because I can remember.
Yes, in fact, I just heard yesterday that we've extended the season to catch oysters by 2 weeks.
Oh, is that right?
For the watermen, yes.
Wow,
that's a sign they're more plentiful, so they can extend that.
Tell us again the dates and times and a little bit about where.
Okay, it is March 25th and 26th. March 25th is from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And on Sunday the 26th, it is from noon to 4. It's located at 2 Market Street, Pocomoke City, at the Delmarva Discovery Museum.
Right by the river.
I love the name of your town, Pocomoke.
Pocomoke.
That's got to have an Indian or a Native American.
Yes, yes, it is.
And the Pocomoke Indian Nation representatives will be here, as we said. And they have so much history to teach everybody about.
Tremendous.
And they'll be demonstrating how the Indian Nation, Pocomoke Indian Nation, made their decoys as well.
Wow. That's fantastic.
This is a free event. We are fortunate enough that we have received a grant from Beach to Bays Heritage Foundation to help us with this little bit. But most of this is put on by sponsorship. We've had very generous sponsors that have donated so that we can keep going with this. So, and I definitely want to give some a thanks to Beach to Bays Foundation for all the help that they give us. But we do this 100% donations and sponsors. So we've been very fortunate with that so far.
A lot of great volunteerism and what a great thing for your community. So thank you all very, very much for being here.
Thank you very much. Hopefully we'll see you.
We will be happy to hear of a success of your event and many, many years of success in the future.